Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Owen Lopez. The annual March for Life event is underway in Washington, D.C. It's the first time the annual rally is being held since the Supreme Court decision overturned Roe v. Wade. ABC's Jay O'Brien is in the nation's capital.
They're expecting a crowd in the thousands. In the past, this event has had people in the tens of thousands. It has largely been a symbol of the anti-abortion movement for decades. Today, they're going to march to the Supreme Court as they have for decades, but they're also going to take a detour at the U.S. Capitol as an acknowledgement of the fact that the anti-abortion movement, even abortion rights movements, look much different now in this new framework after the overturning of Roe v. Wade.
President Biden meets with a bipartisan group of mayors in D.C. for the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Talks will center on economic recovery. In Germany, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and allies are pledging more defense weapons to Ukraine. Austin announced another $2.5 billion in military aid to be sent to help Ukraine. This is ABC News. Prosecutors in New Mexico are expected to formally charge actor-producer Alec Baldwin and Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, the armorer on the set of the movie Rust, in the next 2 weeks. They each face two counts of involuntary manslaughter for the deadly 2021 shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. ABC's Lindsay Davis is in Santa Fe.
Months after the incident, Baldwin told our George Stephanopoulos that he did not pull the trigger.
It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
Prosecutors say otherwise.
The trigger had to have been pulled. So Alec is wrong.
Lisa Turaco, the attorney for Assistant Director Halls, who helped arrange his plea deal, says her client now has closure.
Tributes are pouring in for the two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Famer David Crosby. Crosby was an original member of the Byrds and one of the founders of Crosby, Stills, Nash. He died yesterday. He was 81. Elwin Lopez, ABC News.
Fox Valley regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. CivicMedia.us.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. A teenage boy charged with kidnapping and sexually assaulting an 87-year-old woman in Waukesha faces a trial set for May. Khalil Perry pleaded not guilty yesterday. Police say he kidnapped the woman at knife point, robbed her, then assaulted her. Perry's lawyers wanted him tried in juvenile court, but the judge disagreed. There's a new chancellor in charge at UW-Whitewater. Board of Regents is tapping Corey King for the post. He's the fourth chancellor at Whitewater in recent years. Jim Henderson quit last spring. Dwight Watson left in 2021 after a cancer diagnosis. And before that, Beverly Copper left after her husband was investigated for sexual harassment. In sports, Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers tells the Pat McAfee podcast this week he needs time to think about his future. You're listening to Civic Media Fox Valley.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate.
Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
We have free ad space that we want to give to small businesses across Wisconsin. Save the application date on Thursday, January 26th. Only. And you can find it on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. You can also find it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's a friendly competition inside the Civic Media network of our hosts. So for this giveaway, be sure to tell them that you heard it from As Goes Wisconsin, Jane Matinair and Kristen Bry.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin. We are into our 1 o'clock hour on this Friday. We're having a great time just enjoying this gray weather in Southeast Wisconsin.
Nice,
it's really making you.
Yeah, nice, consistent gray.
Yeah. It's, you know, I got my ring light. I got some, hopefully that's giving me some vitamin D, because certainly the weather has not been giving me vitamin D this week, but that is okay. Well, I think we maybe miscommunicated. And so Matt Miller is not with us, but that's okay. We'll probably try to get him back for next Friday because the Oscar nominations are coming out on Tuesday. So we were going to talk about kind of our predictions and him as the culture editor over at On Milwaukee, who I'm sure has seen all of these movies because
is
his job. But one of the things we kind of ended here yesterday, which was what wasn't planned, but I still need to, and maybe I'll spend some time doing that this weekend because I don't have a lot of social plans. I'm going to the Wave game tonight, which I'm excited about. Have you ever been to a Wave game?
Not in a long time.
So I haven't either, but my freshman homecoming date, Tenzin Rampa, used to play for the Wave, but now he's one of the assistant coaches. And so, but yeah, this is the first Wave game that I'm going to.
Oh,
so we're doing
exciting.
That. But otherwise, we are laying low this weekend. And so maybe we'll everything everywhere all at once. I was told I would love this, but you did not.
Now, that's not exactly accurate. I enjoyed it. I felt it was too long, and I thought it could have ended sooner. There was one point in the movie I thought, well, oh, it's done. And that makes sense to me. And then it was another 40 minutes, which left me confused. It left me feeling confused.
Okay. So it's a bigger question, and I would love for listeners to weigh in on this, because I think depending on what kind of movie goer you are, you might have strong feelings about this. But 844-967-2789. Like, in complicated movies, when we're talking about films instead of movies, right? Because conceptually, you could probably think about what the difference between those two things sometimes are. Movies are...
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Like Marvel movies and rom-coms and stuff that is like escapism that doesn't necessarily have a deeper message or a... It's not that they're not... artistic in their own way and not like cinematic achievements, but they're just not that deep.
Well, they're not necessarily
versus a film.
Right. Not necessarily a teaching moment in Guardians of the Galaxy, you know?
No, no. But then there's, you know, and I think often sometimes that is the criticism of the Oscars is people are like, well, I haven't even heard of this movie. But for film critics and film people who love films, and I once dated someone who was kind of a snob about films, he would always want to watch stuff on the Criterion Collection. And I sometimes wanted to watch stuff on the Criterion Collection, but I was like, no, I don't want to watch this 1970s like Japanese samurai film. Like, I just don't. I want to watch Succession. And or like this, like, you know, whatever Italian, who's the famous Italian who that
Fellini.
Nine Fellini.
Fellini.
Yes. And it's great, but you just have to be in the right mood to watch them.
Yes.
And so you kind of had said it was that one. And then what was the other one?
The Banshees of Inisherin.
And you felt like that was one that took a turn, right?
Yes, which I was not expecting because it's filmed off the coast of Ireland. It's really beautiful. The cinematography is fantastic. And it starts out as this very gentle, very peaceful, bucolic little life in this little Irish village.
That's a good
word. Bucolic?
Good SAT word, yeah.
Throw that in more often. and I'm all into it, and it's kind of sweetly humorous. And then it takes this horrible turn. And it just gets worse.
But that's how I felt about Parasite from back in 20... I think it came out in 2019... So it won for the Oscars in 2020, right before the pandemic started. And I loved that film, but I had the same feeling with that one of like, oh, this is kind of funny. This family is taking advantage of this really rich family because they're so poor. And then all of a sudden it's not a good time for anybody.
So dark. It just gets so dark. And
but I loved that film. You did not.
I felt bad. I felt bad for the characters. I felt bad for the town. It left me feeling badly.
So, and I think that goes back to the core question that I want to ask. And I challenge anyone who, not challenge, I invite anyone listening to give their thoughts on this. 844-967-2789 of is for you, because it's obviously an opinion. This is not a, for you. Are movies meant to be the escapism and like you want to feel good? Because like there's enough stress in your life where you're like, I don't need to watch this thing that's going to make me feel bad. And so, and that's okay. It's not because I don't get it.
I'm not sophisticated enough.
I'm not sophisticated enough. Because we watched, I think, Beyond, one of the movies this year that kind of falls into this debate worthy, is this good, is The Menu. So if you haven't heard of, you haven't seen or even heard of The Menu,
it's on HBO.
It's Ralph Fiennes, and it's also the actress who was in Queen's Gambit, which, you know, 2 years ago was the hot show. And she's excellent. She's excellent in everything that she does. And it's basically the premise of the world's most famous or one of the most famous elite chefs. There is an invitation for all these very wealthy, snobby people to come have a private exclusive dinner. And it becomes like a horror show of what he has planned. And I don't want to do
say
any spoilers,
much.
But it's a thriller. And so, you know, it's that kind of thriller where it's not scary, but it's kind of like if you saw Get Out, where from the get-go, things just feel wrong because of the music and because of just the eeriness of it all. And so, you know, there's now, I think, a debate on if you didn't like that movie, it's because you didn't get it and you didn't get the message, because you saw it, right?
I did.
And did you like this one?
I didn't. There were some really funny moments in it and some really funny one-liner, kind of one-off liners that I wasn't expecting. And I think I understand the main message about greed and overindulgence and things
and
like
givers and takers.
And yes, and givers and takers. And yes, okay, but it still left me feeling so icky when it was done.
I liked it because I thought the performance is really, really good. And I also, you know, it's, there's something about it that's incredibly original. And what I never realized until I think I saw Get Out is that the genre of thriller and horror and a lot of these things that I kind of always threw off as, you know, like, I guess maybe I always thought about it like a slasher movies. And I'm not enough of a film snob to know how these genres differentiate from each other.
Right.
But the allegory nature of some of these thrillers and the things that are symbolic for other things. And it's not just the gore and everything. And so I was like, oh, I could kind of get into it, but it's interesting now. Cause I feel like the movie that really who like the king of this is Christopher Nolan as the director, right. Is the Tenet, which I still haven't seen in Inception and these movies where you leave and you're like, what the hell was that movie about?
What just happened? What did I just see? That made no sense to me.
Understand, but you're embarrassed to actually tell anyone else that you didn't understand it because you're like, am I just dumb?
Exactly.
And so like I think it like begs it like, is that a good question if the average person can't understand it? And is that just high class art that you wouldn't understand? Or is it just, and I do think Inception was a good movie. Because I haven't finished Tenet. I heard Tenet's even more confusing than Inception. But it's kind of like as we move into Oscar season and awards season of is the best, like what makes a good movie? Is it something that can reach a lot of people? And like, are you someone who, if you feel bad at the end of it, really, is it like, do you enjoy that? Because I feel like I'm fine learning something from a movie. Like if it gives me a different perspective, I'm fine if the movie, if I leave and the movie being kind of like bothered by it. Like, what was the movie from about the Ugandan dictator?
Oh, the last
King of Scotland.
Last King of Scotland.
No one felt good after that movie.
No, that's true. That was.
Think about the exposure you got to a genocide that you didn't even know was happening.
But at least in that instance, you walk into that movie and you have some idea what to expect.
Because it's based in history?
Yes. And it's not like, it's the Dancing King of Scotland and it's a wild romp through Uganda. Yeah. So you kind of know what you're walking into with that.
Like if you're going to go see Schindler's List, you're like, people are going to die in this movie.
It's not going to be happy ending.
Yeah, that's fair. So you're saying it's the ones that you're like, you go in a little blind, that you're like, well, this was not what I signed up for.
Exactly. Again, the Banshees of Inisherin, I felt badly for the whole island.
Well, so now I'm going to have to watch that one too.
And you'll probably love it.
I might.
And
we'll see.
Matt Miller probably loved it. I mean, there are wonderful performances. There are certainly things in it that are admirable, but I don't know what the takeaway message was. Except be grateful if you have friends who love you.
Well, that is a good teaser to end on. But if you have thoughts on this subject of movies are meant to enjoy, not to teach you something, or a good film has to have some kind of big metaphor it's trying to get across. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs around 29 this afternoon. Under overcast skies, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Lows level off around 18. High temperatures reach up to 28 tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday, and highs in the upper 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 28.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
.com.
I've been trying to do it.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are almost through. We are almost to the weekend, living for the weekend. You are welcome to join the conversation at 844-967-2789. And I think we have a text that came through.
We do. We were talking about movies and whether or not you go to films just because for a feel-good thing, or do you go to films to learn something? And the texter from the 262 says, life is scary enough. I don't watch horror movies. And I am right there with you, 262.
I used to, it's funny because I used to have to audition for things that would go on to be like
slasher, you know, films and stuff.
Like not the first one. What was the one they made? Saw. I auditioned for like Saw 4 or something like that. And the audition would always be just include basically a lot of screaming. And it's very hard to do that in the casting director's office. I'm just like, how do I demonstrate that I am scared of my life and getting sawed in half? Life of an actor is really weird. But yeah, I've never seen any of the Saw movies. The thrillers I can get into, like the Jordan Peele, like the Thinker ones I can get through, but some of the, any of the demonic.
Hellraiser, like, and.
Yeah. Like the one with the little girl and the black hair.
Oh, the Ring.
The Ring.
The Ring.
I have no interest. I have no interest in The Ring.
That was a good scary movie, though.
Oh, see? Well, now and, if you liked
but,
it, maybe.
But again, my gore level is really low. My gore tolerance is really, really low. So even the Scream movies, which are supposed to be a parody of slasher movies and had quite a bit of humor in it, I still found really disturbing just because of the amount of gore.
So did you do Game of Thrones?
But I would fast forward through the really icky parts.
Okay. See, I'm kind of fine. Fight scenes, I've always been fine. Torture scenes, I have to fast forward through.
No, not doing
I can't
it.
Do torture scenes. Like I don't think I've ever really seen the end of Braveheart. So I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing this scene.
Yeah. You don't need that.
He dies.
Yes.
Sorry, spoiler alert.
Not a happy end.
Not a happy ending.
No.
But yeah, like torture scenes, I'd be like, yeah.
Blech. Can't do it.
But fight scenes I can do. Well, I don't know. So we'll see how many of these I watch this weekend, but I feel like this is a good weekend to watch some of them.
Is there any, what else is on your radar that you think you need to watch besides, again, Everywhere, Everything All at Once, The Banshees of Inisherin? I'm trying to think which were the other
Fablemans.
The Fablemans is supposed to be, that's about Steven Spielberg's childhood, right?
Basically, I think it's loosely based off his family. Michael saw that without me, so I'm going to have to see it by myself. But I already saw Elvis. All Quiet on the Western Front is on Netflix. But a lot of these I have. Oh, you know, the one I really want to see is The Whale with Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
Because I think that there's a chance that it's funny to think of what Brendan Fraser looks like now. Am I saying it right? I feel like if Greg Rock was here, he'd correct me if I was saying it wrong. Because I remembered him as George of the Jungle.
Yes.
And he was a babe.
Yes. He was in The Mummy. Wasn't that him in The Mummy?
The Mummy, Encino Man. You know, like he was hot when he was young. And like so many actors, I think about that a lot. For some reason, Amy Smart, the actress who is in Just Friends and Varsity Blues and like in her 20s, she was in a bunch of really big films, and where Just Friends was with Ryan Reynolds, and it's about being in the quote unquote friend zone. And obviously Ryan Reynolds is a huge star, and some of the people I think from Varsity Blues, but like that era of who in their 20s had these really big careers that you just haven't.
And they went away
from since.
Yeah.
And they kind of went away. And I feel like Brendan Fraser had such a big career. And then all of a sudden it was like, you just didn't hear from him. And supposedly his performance in this is unbelievable.
Yeah. It's supposed to be amazing.
He just won the Critics' Choice Award for Best Actor, and he's like crying, and he had like a really good speech. And so that's from, not shockingly, A24, the production company that's always doing very edgy Oscar nominated type films. And so I think that's probably the next one that I'm going to try to, you know. So what I still haven't watched is The Flagmakers.
It's so good, Kristen.
I know. So, that's what I'm going to do this weekend.
It's so good. And it's only, I think it's under 40 minutes.
Yeah, it's short.
Yeah, it's a short, so. It's a short documentary. And we had the chance to talk to one of the,
Sharon Lee, one of the co-directors.
It's about this flag company in Oak Creek and the people who work there. And you will feel grateful and proud.
Yeah. And there's a chance that one might get nominated.
That would be so wonderful. That would be just so wonderful.
Yeah. So let us know if there's any movies from the last year that are getting Oscar buzz that you're really rooting for, or any particular
actors,
performances, actors that you feel like really knocked it out of the ballpark. 844-967-2789. But we are going to move on because I did not sleep without my phone next to me last night. I was laying in bed in the dark this morning, willing myself to get up while it was still cold and dark out. And I was scrolling through Instagram and I found something, dating advice for women from 1938.
Oh, good.
Parade magazine. So to pump the, to prime it a little bit, what is the worst dating advice you've ever gotten? Think about it. Call us, text us, 844-967-2789. What is the worst dating advice you've ever gotten? And stick around to see if it's any worse than the dating advice that Parade magazine gave in 1938. So this is As Goes Wisconsin. She'd be standing next to me.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
ABC News, I'm Owen Lopez. The annual March for Life event is underway in Washington, D.C. It's the first time the annual rally is being held since the Supreme Court decision overturned Roe v. Wade. ABC's Jay O'Brien is in the nation's capital.
They're expecting a crowd in the thousands. In the past, this event has had people in the tens of thousands. It has largely been a symbol of the anti-abortion movement for decades. Today, they're going to march to the Supreme Court as they have for decades, but they're also going to take a detour at the U.S. Capitol as an acknowledgement of the fact that the anti-abortion movement, even abortion rights movements, look much different now in this new framework after the overturning of Roe v. Wade.
President Biden meets with a bipartisan group of mayors in D.C. for the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Talks will center on economic recovery. In Germany, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and allies are pledging more defense weapons to Ukraine. Austin announced another $2.5 billion in military aid to be sent to help Ukraine. This is ABC News.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. A fourth suspect is now charged in the killing of a Milwaukee mail carrier last month. Prosecutors say Lakeisha Duxworth lied to investigators when she told them her home security cameras were not working. They were, and prosecutors say they show Andre Cross delivering her mail. Cross was shot to death a few days later. Wisconsin voters will have their say on a proposed state constitutional amendment to give judges more discretion when setting bail for dangerous defendants. The state assembly gave final approval for the April ballot measure yesterday. Lawmakers are also putting an advisory question on statewide ballots about requirements for unemployment recipients, which are already law. In sports, Aaron Rodgers tells the Pat McAfee podcast this week he needs time to think about his future. You're listening to Civic Media, Fox Valley.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Suddenly, my quarterback is the number one trending topic. Why, you might ask, is Aaron Rodgers trending on Twitter? He's out this game. He's got COVID-19. And to my perception, he freaking lied to us, man. I'm very frustrated that he is not eligible to play this Sunday, especially when you find out your quarterback is a half a Trumpster. And he claims, I'm not a flat earther. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just play one in the NFL. That pisses me off, man. I was going to bet on that team. Maybe. New time, 3 to 6 p.m. And Dom!
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Well, the truth, well, it hurts to say, I'm gonna pack up my bag and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit and ain't never coming back. But before I get to going, I got to say, I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. No matter where you're listening or if you're listening later, thank you for tuning in on this Friday. If you miss any part of today's show, you can listen to it as a podcast. We make it available. I actually checked my email during the break and someone had emailed complimenting the show. She said, I love your podcast.
Oh, nice.
So there are a lot of people out there who are listening to this at their leisure instead of from the live show 11 to 2 Monday through Friday. But you can find the podcast at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or wherever you find podcasts. So as always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. And right now we're asking, what is the worst dating advice you ever got. And I can't really, the top of my mind goes to, there was one relationship, long-term relationship. I wish the people around me would have just been more assertive in telling me to get out of.
He's a terrible person. The,
it's not so much he's a terrible person so much as we were not right for each other.
Yeah.
But in the dating advice, like how to like, I'm trying to think of like how to get a man, like that kind of advice. Can you think of any?
I can. And I don't remember who I can blame this on, but I'm pretty sure that someone,
there's certainly someone to blame, though.
There's someone to blame. It was don't laugh too loudly because guys don't like that. And don't be smarter than he is.
I think that we're, that's some of the advice we might see in this. Because the reason this I wanted to do this topic is because we've talked about this account before. No, this one's is History Photographed, but I think they even got it from Inside History, which is an Instagram account that I think it was a couple weeks ago where we did the kind of like perspective of had you been born in the beginning of the 20th century. So they have, if you're on Instagram, certainly follow Inside History. They have a lot of good stuff. And so as I was scrolling in bed this morning, which is the worst way to start your day, and I need to stop, but whatever. But I found this, so maybe it's not terrible. So it's dating tips for women from Parade magazine, which I think is still around, right?
In some form. It doesn't actually, it used to come in the Sunday paper.
I feel like Parade magazine is it mostly like entertainment now? But it's been around for a while. Yeah, Parade, entertainment, recipes, health, life, holidays. So still around, but it's been around. So this was 1938. And it's a carousel of pictures of different advice. So this was pictures and tips in the magazine.
How to get a man.
Of what men do and do not like. So would love your snarky commentary on this, James.
I'm so ready.
And also, if you have some of the worst dating advice you want to share with us, text or call in 844-967-2789.
And I'm sure guys have gotten terrible advice too.
Probably.
Right?
I feel like, yes, I'm sure. But this is a show hosted by two women, so.
All are welcome here.
All are welcome.
All
here.
Are welcome. All
right. And if you are a man listening to me to this, let us know if this is good advice or not in 2023. All right. First one. Men don't like girls who borrow their handkerchief and smudge them with lipstick. Makeup in privacy, not where he sees you.
Ew.
I love that makeup's the verb. Not put on your makeup.
Right.
It's makeup in privacy.
Well, first Thoughts? Of all, no man, almost no man carries a handkerchief anymore.
That's true.
So that's completely out the window. And
but the idea of doing your makeup in public,
well,
in front of a,
I don't think reapplying.
Instead of going to powder your nose in the bathroom.
I wouldn't want to put on mascara at the dining room table. But if you're just freshening up your lipstick, I don't see why that would be such a big issue. No. But yeah, you're not going to reach over and then blot your lips on his tie.
Did you ever watch Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
Yes.
And so like the very first pilot episode of all of the beauty routine she does after her husband goes to sleep.
Oh, yes.
And then wakes up early to undo all of it so he never sees her in what she actually does, like her face mask and her hair and curlers and all the stuff. Do you ever really did that?
I went to high school with a woman who said,
who did that
when we were 17? She said, I will always get up early when I get married to put on all my makeup before my husband wakes up. Whether or not she carried through with that, I have no idea. But yeah, the level of artifice involved with that, I find really amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Number two. Careless women never appeal to gentlemen. Don't talk while dancing, for when a man dances, he wants to dance.
What?
When a man dances, he wants to dance, Jane.
See, my takeaway from this is don't overload him with too many things. We got foot movements. We have breathing. We have hand movements. Let's not ask the brain to get engaged there because he could fall.
I asked Mike, I was like, do you want to do a choreographed dance for our first dance? He goes, absolutely not. So I feel like our first dance is a lot of swaying back and forth.
Swaying.
But we talked.
Good. Yeah.
We did talk.
Don't talk while you're dancing. Okay.
And I love how that's careless. Careless women.
Careless.
Never appeal to gentlemen. Don't talk while you dance. All right. If you need a brassiere, wear one. Don't tug at your girdle and be careful your stockings are not wrinkled.
I'm all for...
I feel like if you need a brassiere to this day, you probably still should wear one. But like, it's fine if you don't.
It's still solid advice. The infrastructure is always important.
Yeah.
And then you take it off when you get home, which is one of the first things I do.
Yeah, exactly.
Freedom.
And I'm not sure anyone's really... Girdle, I think, is maybe now Spanx.
Yes, or Skims.
So, or Skims.
And do women, I mean, I don't even wear pantyhose anymore. I can't tell you the last time I wore a pair of pantyhose or any kind of stocking.
Well, when's the last time you wore, I think the only time I've ever seen you in a dress or a skirt was my wedding.
But I mean, if I wear a sundress, I don't wear stockings.
Oh, yeah. So like summer. Because I think now tights make sense in the winter. Tights and pantyhose are like, it's cold. I don't want my bare legs showing, but not as a modesty thing.
I don't think pantyhose are nearly as commonplace as they used to be.
Because what's the difference between pantyhose and tights?
Well, tights can be opaque. Pantyhose are supposed to look like your legs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you don't see any like varicose veins and
or your
very pale legs.
Or
like
your
mine?
Very pale legs, exactly. And pantyhose were agony.
I love that. I love the idea of you having to deal with this and just like cursing in your closet every morning.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Next piece of advice. Don't be familiar with the head waiter talking about the fun you had with someone else another time. Men desire your entire attention. I still agree with that.
Yeah.
Don't talk to the waiter about some other date you were.
Remember when I was here 2 weeks ago with Rocky? What a great night that was. And he bought champagne and he bought me flowers. Yeah, that's probably bad form.
Well, the funny thing is now, because with the advent of dating apps, less so for me in Milwaukee, but certainly when I was living in San Francisco, there was a time in my life where dating apps kind of made dating very available.
Sure.
And I think this happens for a lot of people because I've confirmed this with other girlfriends, but there was a great like cocktail lounge bar 3 blocks from my house. And so that was always my first suggestion for like a first, like, let's grab a drink. Cause then I could walk home easily. It wasn't hard for me to get there. But I always wondered the bartenders and the waiters there just seeing me run through like with like a different guy every time I went there.
Here she is. What is this week? Number 5?
I'm not going to call out this person by name, but there is someone in my life now who has her spot that whenever she goes on a Hinge or a Bumble date that she's like, yeah, we go there. And I'm sure the wait staff thinks the exact same thing.
It's your safe space.
Yeah. It's very easy for me to get to.
Yeah.
So this is what we're doing.
I think that's okay.
Yeah. All right. Next one. Don't sit in awkward positions and never look bored, even when you are. Be alert, and if you must chew gum, not advised, do it silently, mouth closed.
Well, that's a rule for
that I agree with.
That's a rule for everyone. And I like gum, and I am pro gum, but close your mouth. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And chewing gum with your mouth open. Chewing with your mouth open, period.
Is bad.
Favorite.
And chewing gum on a date is no.
What's funny is the picture that they have associated with this piece of advice of what sitting awkward, like in an awkward position is she's just kind of slumped over and her legs are not crossed. And I'm pretty sure that's how I look every day sitting in the chair at the studio.
But the studio, but just think of how much... In 1938, women were sitting up much straighter, largely because of the infrastructure they had on.
Because of the girdle?
Because of the girdles and all that stuff. Absolutely.
I'm doing a standing desk today, and I don't hate it.
Good.
Yeah, it's better than slumping over in that chair every day.
And better than a girdle.
And better than a girdle.
Yes.
So how do you know? I could be wearing a girdle right now.
You don't need a girdle. Jeez. If you wore a girdle, you'd be invisible.
That's probably true. All right. Next one. Don't talk about clothes or try to describe your new gown to a man. Please and flatter your date by talking about the things he wants to talk about. Jane silently shaking her head.
I left a date once.
Because of that? Because
all he wanted to talk about was himself. And I couldn't even dialogue with him on what he was interested in, because he was not interested in listening to me. He just wanted an audience for himself.
Well,
that's like, yeah, I got to go.
You only went on one of those?
Yeah.
I've got a lot of those.
But it's like, yep, I'm done. This has really been a lot of fun. Bye.
So you left early?
I left, yeah.
Did he ever try to call?
No.
Did he call or at all? He was just like, no. He got the message?
Have a nice life. Don't call me. See ya.
All right. Next one. Don't drink too much. A man expects you to keep your dignity all evening. Drinking may make some girls seem clever, but most get silly.
We don't want silly. Yes, but over.
Silly is fine. Sloppy.
Not so good.
Not so good.
And no one on a date, male or female, should be drinking to excess on a first date.
Yes.
Right?
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I think it happens if you're both. Sometimes I feel like a good first date can lead to lots of drinking because you just keep ordering drinks because it's going
well. You're getting
well,
along
and then
so
the drinks
well.
And then the drinks make you feel like it's going really well.
Yeah.
And then the 3-date rule goes out the window.
Yeah. No. I know what that is.
All right. Don't use the car mirror to fix your makeup. More makeup tips. Man needs it to be driving, and it annoys him very much to have to turn around to see what's behind him. I agree with this. Don't take the rearview mirror and do your own makeup while he's driving.
And in fact,
but it's funny to think that they had to give this as advice. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
I just find it interesting because this is from a 1938 column in Parade magazine, and every woman at that time had her own compact with a mirror in it.
Yes.
So they didn't need to be using the rearview mirror.
Well, and it's so funny because this is so clearly written by men. You know what I mean? Of like what they, so maybe this happened to some of these men, but it's like the idea that they're like, God, I hate it when girls do this. And the girl's probably reading this being like, what are they talking about? We don't take the rear. Okay. Yeah, fine. Do drive.
But I agree with you. Now I can see a bunch of guys in fedoras and suits sitting around Parade offices, smoking cigars and cigarettes and going, yeah, you know what really annoyed me?
Tell her not to do this.
Yeah, don't move my rearview mirror. It hurts my neck.
All right. Well, how did that measure up to the worst dating advice you ever got? 844-967-2789. We are almost done with this show, so stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You are.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand?
You hold my hand!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 29. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows level off around 18. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 28. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 28.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. A reminder that we love hearing from you. So if you have a topic you think we should cover or an idea for a guest that we should have on, or just, you know, general feedback for Jane and I, you can always email us at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. Because that is one of the things I'm doing this weekend, is going through some of the suggestions we've already gotten, because we actually got a lot this week. But I think now we have a special caller who got some dating advice at one point, right, Mom?
Hi, honey. This is your mama. I did get some dating advice, and I know you're seeking that. I never gave you any dating advice, I don't think, but I did get some from your grandmother. And it was when I... My mom, your grandma.
Not Dad's mom.
No, my mom. Yes, yes. And it was the first time he asked me out. We were sophomores in high school. And mind you, I'm, you know, tall like you. But he was way taller. And I went home and I said, guess who asked me to go out? And I told her who it was. She goes, what? You hate him. And I said, I know, but he's taller. And he's going to be playing basketball. And I think I'll go after the game this week. And she goes, dumbest thing you ever did. And wasn't really, was it? Now, almost 50 years later, grandma was dead wrong. Looking at you, she was dead wrong. We were glad we produced you and your brother, and it was wrong dating advice. So don't really listen to other people giving you thoughts on what you should be doing.
But tell the other part of that story, because you didn't like him at the point when he asked you out, right? Because
no,
he was really mean to you in elementary school.
Yes. We got lots of ghosts in our closet, and it was absolutely true. I really didn't like him, but he was taller than I was. And I thought, I think we could go out after the game. So we did, and every game thereafter for the remainder of high school, we went out after, and went on to get married.
And Deb, did you ever address how nasty he was to you when you were in grade school?
Oh, many times in our married life, yes. Yeah, once I had him nailed into this situation, I let him know he was not a nice boy. He knows it. He's learned, Jane, you know. It's a slow process
right. Sometimes
yep. for some of these boys.
Yeah, that training didn't take
but
time.
But he's learned. He's learned. And he's all the better for me teaching him. Right, Kristen?
Right, absolutely. I will refrain from telling some of the stories I know, but thank you for calling in, Mom.
Oh, yeah. No, that's right. You girls have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Take care, Deb.
I'm trying to think now if she did or did not actually give me any dating advice. I do think that there's been some advice throughout the years of how much of a potty mouth I can have sometimes, and that boys don't like girls who curse too much because it's not very ladylike, which is probably true, but it didn't really. I don't curse on the radio, which is pretty. It just shows that I can have restraint.
I'm so grateful for that. Because like men who don't like women taking their rearview mirrors to adjust their makeup, I don't want to have to turn around and look at this thing behind me so I can find the dump button, because it hurts my neck. Oh, yeah. Over there.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well, what are you doing this weekend, Jane?
I think I am finally And I am one of those terrible people, and you can go ahead and text terrible things at me at 844-967-2789. I still have my outside lights up.
I don't, again, this goes back to the conversation. I don't think that's a bad thing.
It's just cheerful, and it's been so, it's been so gloomy and gray and blech, and I just, I like the sparkly stuff, and, but I feel like we're getting, it's getting to be time.
It's almost, I don't think, I'm a fan. I think keep it up till Easter.
Oh, not Easter. That's too far. Then no. But can I stretch it to like Valentine's Day? Because most of my lights are red.
Yeah.
So I figure if I just, maybe if I just take down the big snowflake.
But maybe that if you keep it up, maybe that will bring snow. Or maybe once you take it down, that'll bring snow.
Could be.
One of the two. Because I would say we're due for some snow. I think it's time. It's pretty bleak without any kind of whiteness happening.
You know, we started off the show talking about climate change and everything. Don't get the idea that just because we've had a winter like this, that this is going to be it for February, March, and April. Because if you believe that, then you haven't lived here long enough to know that Mother Nature's going to come back around and she's going to let us know who still controls things.
Well, also because if you remember when we talked to Pam Yonke about this, the old Farmer's Almanac predicted that this was going to be a very heavy winter. And so if that's still going to be the old wives' predictions, there could still be a heavy winter in store for us.
Yeah, we're not out of the woods, not by a long shot.
No, but like I said, I'm going to the Wave game tonight, which I'm really excited about. And
try and catch up on some of the potentially Oscar nominated films.
Yep. Go through potential topics for the upcoming weeks of the show, make some TikToks, but pretty much lay kind of low this weekend. Cause the following weekend we're going to the Dells. We are going to, with Mike Siblings, we're going to the Dells to the Great Wolf Lodge to get some indoor water park fun.
Water slides are so much fun. When is the last time you went to a water park?
I honestly don't know because I've not gone to Noah's Ark since moving back. So I am looking forward to it as much as I'm kind of joking about it. But next week will be a lot more activities than this weekend.
You're going to have a lot more fun than you think you are. You really will. There's nothing better than the swirly thing where you go down it's just fabulous.
It sounds like we need to go.
I'm a big water park proponent.
Are you really?
Not that we go. I mean, but I love them. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
Too much fun.
All right.
Too much fun.
We have adding it to our 2023 summer activities
tour.
List. Jane and I do Noah's Ark. All right. Well, it has been a very fun week, but we are done. We are out for the weekend, but you should stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Unless you're listening in Wausau to WXCO, then you got the Chat Holmes show coming up next. But as for us, thank you for listening. Thank you for texting. Thank you for calling. This has been As Goes Wisconsin. Come back at 11 a.m. on Monday, and we'll do it all again. You wanna be in the show? Come on, baby, let's go!
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC